My name is Justin. Growing up from a Christian family as a young child, I never once doubted my belief for God. What I want to share is how the God of my parents became my personal savior.
大家下午好，我叫 Justin。我生长在一个基督徒的家庭，从小到大，我是从未怀疑过神。所以我今天想分享的是神如何从我父母的神变成我个人的救主的。
I was trained to read, memorize verses, and study the Bible from a young age, which has set a good foundation and routine in me. However, knowledge itself is not as meaningful as experiencing God's love for me in a personal level. I believe that faith isn't merely inherited, it must be personally experienced.
我从小就养成了阅读圣经、背诵圣经、研读圣经的习惯，这个为我打下了很好的基础和日常作息。然而，有圣经知识远不及在个人层面上经历神来对我的爱更有意义。所以我相信信仰不仅是家传的，而必须是亲身经历的。
When it comes to testimonies, people often expect to hear healing miracles. Yes, I have experienced deliverances from nightmares. Around the age of 5, my mum and I both suffered badly from nightmares. I remember having nightmares almost every night for about 2 years. My parents recalled that very often at night, I would wake up crying, screaming, and jumping around in terror.
当我们谈到见证时，人人都想听到一些得治愈的见证。确实，我有经历过从噩梦的解脱。在我五岁左右，我和我的妈妈就常常做噩梦，所以我记得大概有2年的时间，我几乎每天晚上都是做噩梦。我的父母回忆说，我经常在晚上醒来哭泣、尖叫，而且还惊恐地跳来跳去。
One day, a guest speaker asked if there was a mother and son suffering from nightmares, which happened to be me and my mom in that situation. After he prayed for the two of us, I've never had to struggle with constant nightmares since.I experienced a transformative moment when my nightmares released its grip on me. This is where God's love is first made real and existent to me.
有一次，有一个特邀嘉宾，他问有一对母子是不是遭受了噩梦之苦？他描述的那个时候正是我和我妈妈的情况。所以在他为我们祷告之后，噩梦就释放了对我的控制。我经历了一个极大的转变，再也没有噩梦的烦扰。那是我人生第一次亲身感受到神如此真实的存在。
However, what kept me going after God was His powerful presence in my daily life. As I grow, I've come to believe that the most profound miracles are those that transform lives from within.
然而，让我继续追求神的是他在我的日常生活中的强大的真实的存在。随着我的成长，我开始相信更深层的奇迹是内在生命和行为发生改变的奇迹。
I'm incredibly grateful for my Christian parents who have been vessels of God's love in my life. Witnessing their journey of faith, characterized by humility and openness to change, has inspired me to embrace God's transformative power in my own life.
我非常感谢我的基督徒父母，神常借着他们两个器皿在我生命中彰显了什么是爱。我亲眼见证了他们谦卑的态度，向神敞开的信心，这个启示了我同样愿意来接受神如此之大的改变生命和行为的力量。
I know God loves me because of His word and because of my parents' love for me. My parents prioritize the family over other things in life, such as careers, money and fameI learn about love as I experience how my parents love each other in their marriage. The message they sent is that I am more important than any of these, and that the sacrificial love of Jesus is even greater than theirs. I learn about forgiveness as I observe my parents practice in their marriage, when they apologize to each other and reconcile from disagreements. My dad, in particular, is normally the first to say sorry.
我深知神爱我，因为他的话语，也因为我父母对我的爱。我的父母把家庭看得比事业、金钱、名誉等都重要。所以当我观察我的父母在婚姻中怎么相爱时，我就学习了爱。他们传达给我的信息是，我比任何事情都更重要，使我了解耶稣的爱比他们的爱还要更加伟大。所以我学会了宽恕和道歉。因为我观察了父母在婚姻中是如何互相道歉，并且从分歧中和解的，尤其是我的父亲，通常都是第一个道歉的。
However, they were not always like this. In the beginning, they struggled to love, to forgive, and to be patient with each other. But as I witnessed the real side of my parents in their journey of faith, I see how they open their minds to self-exam, repent, and change their behavior. I hear my parents discussing about God so often, at the dining table, in the car, before bed, and in the morning.
然而，他们也并不是一开始就是这样子的哦。之前他们很挣扎去爱、去原谅、去忍耐，但是我在我的信仰的这条路上，亲眼目睹了我自己父母的真实的一面。我看到他们是怎么样敞开心扉的来反省、悔改和改变自己的行为。我经常听到父母在餐桌上、车上、睡前或者早上的时候聊起耶稣。
My parents are real. They do not act religiously as Pharisees did in the Bible. But they seek the Lord, they apologize, change, and adjust their way for me time after time. This taught me that I can be real to God and to people, and to be open-minded and ready to be changed and converted by God's word every day. God is working on my family, and it makes it easier to believe my parents as they live it out in daily life. I believe faith is a seed that will grow with God's word as I see the real testimony from my parents that God has the power to change lives and transform us from within.
我的父母很真实，他们不像圣经里的法利赛人那样假冒为善，他们一次次会因为我的缘故去寻求主道歉、改变，然后调整他们的方式。这个教导了我要真实的对神和对人，也需要让我有如此敞开的心态，预备好每天被神的话语这样的来更新和改变。 神是真的在我的家庭里动工，父母的真实的生活的日常见证，使我更加坚定了对神的信仰，也深信信仰是一颗种子，它会借着神的话语而成长。神有大能改变内在的生命。On
a personal level, I have been touched by God several times through forms of prayer, worship, and scripture. I've experienced God in various ways. For example, I once worried and feared constantly about many things, but my dad reminded me of the verses, John 8:31-32, which says, Jesus said, If you hold on to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In that very moment, all the fears and worries I had vanished instantly. This is a personal example of God setting me free from my fears.
就我个人而言，我多次都有被感动的经历，在祷告、敬拜和读经文时，我经历了神的感动。例如，我曾经常为一些事情担心和害怕，但是我的父亲有提醒我说，《约翰福音》8:32说，耶稣说：“你们若持守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。然后你就会知道真理，真理会让你得自由。在那一刻，我所有的恐惧和担忧瞬间消失了。” 这是神让我摆脱恐惧的一个亲身例子。While
my journey is still ongoing, I've accepted Jesus into my heart, and I'm committed to deepening my relationship with him. This commitment has led me to publicly declare my faith through this water baptism, symbolizing my rebirth as a beloved child of God.
我的信心之路还很长，仍然在继续，但是我已经接受了耶稣进入我的内心，并且渴望加深我与主的关系。 这个使我愿意通过洗礼这件事情，今天来公开宣布我的信仰，宣告我如今是神心爱的孩子，我重生了。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。Hello everyone, my name is Ariel and I'm 15 years old.
大家好，我的名字叫Ariel，我今年15岁。
Ever since young, I didn't have a relationship with God, but I thought I did because my parents would go to church and I would just follow them.
在我小的时候呢，我跟神就没有任何关系，我去教会也只是因为父母才去的。Things
changed when I turned 13 and my mom told me that SCC Church was holding a youth camp.
那我13岁那一年，事情就发生了变化。我的妈妈有告诉我说那些青年营的故事。At
first, I was shy and insecure, and I thought, why would I want to go to the youth camp?
我当时很犹豫，我又不想去，因为我不喜欢我自己，然后我为什么要跟那些人做朋友？But
my mom persuaded me, and finally I agreed to go.
后来因为父母的一顿说，我最后就还是去了。
At that time, I was extremely shy, insecure, and I didn't like myself, and I didn't talk for 3 days straight until the last night we had worship.
我当时特别特别的害羞，也不喜欢自己，所以当时训练营的头三天，我就根本没说话。
On the last night of worship, we were told to really go out and try to get to know God, and it was our last opportunity.
那最后一晚呢，我们就被告知这是最后一次敬拜的机会了。那我们真的应该去认识神了。
At first, I was shy and didn't want to pray because I was afraid that people would be judging me or thinking I'm weird or anything.
那我刚开始真的很害羞，我都不好意思祷告，我总觉得别人都在看着我，然后在论断我。
But then I decided that there's no harm in trying, so I just closed my eyes and started to pray.
后来实在不行的时候，我在说一定要再这样努力了，总是要试一试的嘛，所以我就闭上眼睛开始祷告。
I prayed and asked God, "What is wrong with me? What do you want to change in me? What am I doing wrong?"
然后我就在祷告中问神主啊，我到底出什么问题了？我需要做什么改变吗？我有什么错误吗？
And it seemed like nothing happened, but then one of the youth leaders called Lil came up and prayed for me.
当时好像也没觉得有什么发生，后来呢，忽然有一个青年领袖，他叫 Lil， 他突然来问我有什么需要祷告的。
At first, I said, "Oh no, I don't need prayer for anything." But after I thought and asked God what I need, the words just came out of my mouth.
那我当时其实很犹豫，我都不好意思说，哦，我说我不需要祷告。但是呢，后来又慢慢的从嘴里开始说出来一些话。
I told Lil that I didn't feel that I was good enough.
我当时对 Lil 说，我觉得我自己不够好。
And the moment I said that, I knew it was right because I started crying and crying, and the emotions wouldn't stop.
所以我当时一说完了以后，我就开始流眼泪，然后整个情绪就特别的难过。
Lil prayed for me, and I cried and cried, and it seemed like the first time I'd ever experienced God.
当时是我第一次在这样的祷告中间一直在哭，也是我第一次经历到神。
That night, I learned that.God loves me unconditionally, and I didn't do anything to earn His love.
那天晚上我就学会了，神是无条件的爱我的，我不需要做任何的事情来赢得神的爱。
I didn't earn His love, and I don't deserve it at all. But He loves me because I'm His child.
我不觉得我做对了什么来配得这样子的爱，纯粹是因为神这样的爱我。
Things changed after youth camp, and my parents said that I seemed happier and more patient.
后来青年营结束了以后，我的父母都说我看起来更快乐，更有耐心了。
For the first time, I started to have a relationship with God. I started to read the Bible a lot and pray every night.
就那第一次，我就开始觉得我真的跟神有一个关系了。我开始每天晚上开始祷告，开始读圣经。
But I found it hard to keep a relationship with God as I kind of got distracted by the things in life, like hobbies, my friends, and yeah.
但是我当时发现过了一段时间以后，我又开始有点忘记神了，然后事情又开始变得有点糟糕，跟神的关系又开始走下坡路。
I became rude, sassy, and badly behaved at school and at home so that I could make people laugh and look up to me. And I did many bad things to gain people's attention and approval.
那个时候我就开始在家里呀，在学校里表现得特别粗鲁，然后行为就很恶劣，就为了去跟别人去搞笑逗乐，来获得别人的认可。
Things were really bad, and I was suspended twice from school.
最后事情搞得很糟糕，我竟然被学校停课两次。
On the last suspension, I prayed and asked God, "What was wrong with me, and what did He want me to do?"
那我在最后一次停课时，我就祷告，然后也反思了自己的行为，就问神说：“你想让我做什么呢？”
And I realized that all I had been doing was seeking other people's approval, and I wanted them to accept me and to look up to me.
在祷告里面，我得到了神的给我一个答案，说我一直想要人的认可，但是我一直去寻求别人的认可，总是想不没有去寻求神的认可。
But God told me that I don't need other people's approval if I already have His, because it's His approval that really matters.
神说了，要我不要再去寻求别人的认可，真正的最重要的评价是神的评价和他的认可。
One song really spoke to me, and it's called Reckless Love.
那有一首歌当时对我很有作用的，就是有叫那个不计代价的爱。
It spoke to me because one of the verses was, "I couldn't earn it and I don't deserve it," which is just confirming about God's love for me.
当时里面有一句歌词说，我不配得，我也不能够赚得神的爱，让我再次的确定神这么爱我。
The other line was, "When I was your foe, still your love fought for me."
还有一个歌词，那同样的那歌里面还有一个歌词说，我虽然是你的敌人，可是你却为我征战。
Your foe is like your enemy, and it means that When we felt that God was our enemy, still His love fought for us, and He loved us no matter what.
那个时候，我听到敌人这个字的时候，我听到哇，真的是那个时候，我把神当敌人呢。但是神却仍然爱我，然后神却仍然这样的接纳我。
And from then on, I just asked God whenever I needed Him, and He would be there when I felt that no person could comfort me, and God was just always there whenever I needed Him.
从那以后，我就开始了寻求，常常要找神。不管在任何困难的时候，我都知道要提醒，要神来接纳我。然后我在跟神中间有一些启示和感动。
For me, God wasn't a tangible presence that I could touch, like someone in the flesh, but He spoke to me in thoughts and ideas.
那对我来说呢，神不一定是那种碰得着的存在，也不一定是那种肉身显现，但是我却很知道，只要我需要他，他就会给我各样的想法和喜乐和平安。
I began to pray to God constantly throughout the day, whether it's in school, at home, before bed, and I kept reminding myself whenever I was upset that God loves me for who I am, not what I do.
从那以后，我就常常来提醒自己，神对我的爱，不管是在学校也好啊，在外头也好，只要我觉得有一点点不高兴啊、难过的时候，我就会提醒我自己，神这么的爱我。
I built my self-worth on what God says I am, which is His child, which is something often we forget because we don't know what our identity is.
很多时候我都会忘记神，我是神的孩子。所以在这样子的提醒中间，我自己的在提醒自己，神是我的爸爸，我是他的孩子。
I set goals for myself that there's not much value in life if I'm not serving others and doing something that can change people or the world and help them.
所以我给我自己了一个目标，我要开始去侍奉神，没有什么比侍奉神这件事情更重要了。
And the two reasons why I'm getting baptized is that the first reason is God has shown me my flaws and weaknesses and how to overcome them, and I want to start again and be born again.
所以今天有两个原因我要洗礼。第一个原因是我想重新开始，因为神已经向我显示了我的缺点和弱点，让我可以改进，让我可以重新来一次。
And the final reason is that I used to be ashamed of being a Christian. And when people would ask me if I believed in God, I would deny it and say, oh no, I don't really believe in God. But I never know. That's why I just go to church with my parents.
那第二个原因就是我曾经其实是为我自己是基督徒这个事情感到羞耻的，然后经常在别人面前否认我相信神。可是也说我那时候去教会只是因为爸爸妈妈的原因。
But I decided not to be ashamed to be Christian. And now I publicly speak about my Christianity with my friends.
那我今天去想是要来公开我是基督徒，我也大方地跟我的朋友们说起我是基督徒的事情。
So after I've overcome all these struggles with God's help, I want to publicly say that I'm Christian and I want to serve God openly for the rest of my life.
所以在这些事情得胜以后，我更是想在这里跟大家一起说，我今天是基督徒了，我要一生来侍奉神，与神同行。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。
Because we're running out of time. I have grace.
那我们其实有一点点时间不够了，但是我还是要给恩典。
So the next sermon, sorry, not next sermon, but the next testimony won't be interpreted.
所以那下一个见证呢，我们就不翻译了哈，把加快时间。
So who is giving that testimony?
那是谁要来给这个见证呢？
Okay.
亲爱的教会家人，亲爱的朋友们，今天我们一家在这里满怀感激与喜悦，跟大家分享我受洗的见证。这是我们生命中最重要的一天，因为今天我向大家宣布我们对基督耶稣的信仰。在过去的日子里，我们经历了许多挑战，在这个有些时刻也感到孤独迷茫，也不知道该何去何从。然而当认识神以后，我们的生活发生了巨大的变化。在这半年多的时间里，我在公司事业上有了突破的发展，妻子的身心健康也非常的喜乐，儿子也进入了心仪的学校。感谢主，感谢大家，是神的光照进了我们的心灵，耶稣基督让我们看到了希望和教会救赎。回想起第一次走进教会的那一天， 也曾有过些许疑虑和不安，然而当我听到牧师讲耶稣的爱与牺牲时，我感到了一种前所未有的平安与温暖。那一刻我明白了，耶稣是为了我们所有的人，所有的人的罪牺牲了自己，他的爱是无条件的，他的恩典是无限的。今天在众人的见证下，我愿意受洗，愿意接受基督，耶稣基督是我的救主和生命的主，我愿跟随他过一个荣耀神的生活。在以后的日子里，前方的道路或许并不总是平坦，但我坚信神会与我同行，他的爱和引领将伴随我每一步。我也愿在教会中和大家一起成长，互相扶持，成为神国度的一部分。感谢大家的见证和支持，愿神的荣耀与恩典常在我们中间。阿们。谢谢。
哈利路亚，感谢主，感谢主。 Now that's how you give a testimony.
这样的短的就非常好。
Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank you for Justin and Ariel, and thank you, brother.
谢谢你们三位的见证哦。
We are so blessed.
我们真的很蒙福。
Now, can I ask you now to get ready?
那我们请你们
men that way. Women that way. Women that way.
千万别走错了，女性这边。
Okay.
男性这边来换衣服
okay.
好吗
So Richard, get people to help and everything, get ready.
来要休息的
And the rest of us remain seated.
那这些留下来坐在这里的呢
Now when, let me just ask you something, right? Let me just tell you something. When people are in the pool,
当人在洗礼池里的时候
Yeah, I don't want people to crowd around there.
我不想你们全部一窝蜂的就是围上来哦。
Otherwise, we can't see anybody.
要不然我们就没法看到那个被洗的人了。
Except the parents.
除了那个父母要拍照片之外。
Parents, if you want to take a photo of your child in the pool, then you can do so.
或者是你的家人，如果你的家人啊，父母来想为您的家人来拍照，您可以站到前面，躺旁边来。
And the other person that can come forward is Johnson.
那剩下唯独还可以再上来的人就是 Johnson.
The rest of you, you stay where you are.
那剩下的人，你们要坐在你们本地哦，千万别都围上来，好不好
？Okay, so we want to keep this place clear so that people can see.
其实我们想让这个前面的这个方向是没有人堵住的，所以大家都能看得见。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Now in our midst, there are people that you should be baptized.
那我们当中啊，还有人，你也应该受洗的。
But you are not being you are not baptized.
但是你今这一次没有选择受洗。
Let me just explain to you why we need to be baptized.
那我今天就再次跟你解释一下，为什么你要受洗呢
？While we are waiting for the
就利用这个等待的时间来跟你们解释吧。
The reason why we get baptized because the Bible says so.
我们需要受礼的原因是因为圣经这么教导。
Jesus commanded us to make disciples and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是有命令我们所有的人都要奉耶稣基督的名，奉圣灵圣子的名来受洗。
So we should do it because this is part of our worship of God. This is part of our service.
这个受洗的行动也是我们对神的敬拜，也是我们在聚会的一个原因。
And secondly, the reason why we should do it is because we see examples of them in the book of Acts.
那我们还有一个做的原因呢，就是在《使徒行传》里面，我们确实亲身有读到那些受洗的见证。
And in Acts chapter 2, verse 28, people were saying to Jesus, to Peter, "What shall we do to be saved?"
在《使徒行传》的二章二十八节，有人问彼得说：“那我们要怎么样做才能得救呢？”
Peter's response was.
彼得的回答
Believe in Jesus and be baptized.
彼得的回答是要相信耶稣，而且还要受洗。
Amen. And thirdly, one probably the more important.
那第三呢？最重要的原因呢
？As part of the Messiah's role.
作为弥赛亚来说
，In order to identify with us.
为了让和我们能够有一同合而为一
，He set an example of how.What we should do.
他就会自己亲身示范一个榜样，让我们怎么样来行为。
So Jesus as a man.
所以耶稣基督自己成为了一个人。
He was baptized by John the Baptist.
作为人的耶稣都亲自的被施洗约翰来施洗了。
Amen. Not because he has sin.
不是因为他有罪要施洗哦。
Not because Jesus needed to be baptized.
也不是因为耶稣自己需要洗礼才得救哦。
But for us, he is our example.
但是对你我来说，他是想给你我做一个榜样。
Amen. Now.
那今天。
Water baptism is merely a expression, a confirmation of what's happened on the inside of us.
那我们外头的这个浸水礼，其实是我们里面发生变化的一个确据。
Water baptism doesn't save us.
就光洗个礼这件事情是不会让你得救的。
It is our chance to confess, to profess our faith.
这个只是我们向外宣告来说我们有这样的信心而已。
To people.
对人来宣告
and to the spirits,
也对那属灵的来宣告
you are a child of God.
让我们来宣告我们是神的儿女了
Amen Hallelujah And so we So it is like a marriage You legally signed You legally get married But you also want to make sure people know you are married
就像是婚姻一样虽然你会签那个婚姻证去确保法律上你已经洗礼已经结婚了但是你还是想办一个婚宴啊让所有的亲朋好友都知道
It is a public declaration
这个是对外公开的一个宣告
Amen But what actually saves you is the blood of Jesus.
但真正让你得救的是耶稣的宝血。
It is the work of Christ.
是耶稣所做的工作。
And we know that because the thief that was hanging on the tree on the day of Jesus' crucifixion.
那我们怎么会这么说呢？那原因就是，比如说在耶稣在钉十字架的时候，他的左边的那个贼。
He believed on Christ.
他心里相信了耶稣。
But I don't think he had the opportunity to get baptized.
但是可惜的就是他没有机会再受洗这件事情。
You understand?
你们明白吗？
Because but Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
但是耶稣却对他说，今天你就和我一起在乐园里了。
And Jesus didn't say, "But before you do so, you need to get baptized."
耶稣那个时候可没对他说，哎呀，你还得再洗个礼才能得救啊。
Imagine, right? You're hung on the cross, and the thief will probably say, I'm actually occupied a bit. It's inconvenient.
你可以想象他挂在十字架上那种痛苦的时候，还说啊，还要受洗啊，还在水里面吗
？And so, on exceptional circumstances.
所以在那种很特别的情况下
it's okay. Not it's exceptional circumstances. What, for example, you might be very old, very sick.
比如说，一个人他在特别情况下特别老了，真的已经很病得很膏肓了，病入膏肓。
That we may excuse you from being baptized.
那个时候可能真的洗礼这个事情做不到了，没办法了。
But if you are healthy,
但是如果你是一个健康的人
，and you should get baptized.
那你就应该洗礼。
Amen. So, and also, there's a fourth reason.
还有第四个原因。
And it is SEC reason.
就是我们救恩会的原因。
The reason why you should get baptized.
那你需要洗礼的原因是
setting this up is a lot of work.
我们能把这个池子给你弄好是很不容易的。
So we need to get as many people baptized as possible.
费这么大劲把这个池子给大家弄好了，越多人洗越好。
Full use of the water.
就让我们把这个水都用干好不好
？Amen. Hallelujah.Because when you want to get baptized, we don't want just one or two people.
那我们要是洗个礼，如果一次就这么大的麻烦哈，洗一两个人就太麻烦了。
So next time when we get baptism,
所以下次我们要再办受洗礼的时候
，there's got to be at least 10 people.
我最少最少要十个人，要不我就不建这个池子给你们。
Otherwise, economically, it's not worth it.
要不然就是按照经济来说，也不够省水，不够好。
Hallelujah. So.Are you ready, guys?
所以受洗的人，你们准备好了吗
？So can we ask Joel and Ivan?
Joel 和 Ivan.
Joel and Ivan, everybody, let's encourage them.
他是我们的青年领袖。
The first time.
他们来洗礼，他们第一次来做洗礼。
So can we have somebody here to hold the